Bobby Bones Show.
What was the doctor?
Kids just had a wellness checkup. So walk in and I'm like, hey, I'm here for an appointment for the Brown kids because our last name's Brown and my kids are sitting next to me. And the woman working is like, oh my gosh.
Oh, because your last name's Brown, but you have black children.
Yes. And she looked at me like I was like, I'm here for an appointment for these Brown kids I got with me. But I mean, I didn't realize how that sounded when it came out. But to she wasn't registering like, okay, what? She doesn't know my last name, you know? So then I had to clarify quickly. And I was like, oh yeah, yeah. What? Our last name's Brown, Stevenson Stagira.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of one of those things where, and the kids, they didn't even get it. And they're, I mean, so I explained it like later, and Stagira, I mean, she does, she gets the, her skin is brown and that we look different. But she was just like, Mom. I was like, honey, it's your last name. It's fine.
What are you guys doing this weekend?
Soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and then maybe Avengers. I think that's the plan. Like, we've got soccer practice Friday night, which takes up the whole night. And then Saturday, got a game. And then we'll probably go to the movies.
Do they play on the same team still?
They do. It's still that same. I think this might be their last game. I guess I'll find that out when we get there.
Who's like, better?
Ooh.
Because he's small.
Yeah, they're both beginner level, which is why they're on the same team. But she's good. And she's fast.
Yeah.
So, and she's picking up on it a little quicker.
She's also older.
Right.
And more mature physically.
Yes. But I mean, he hustles. That's what I love about him. Because, you know, he's just kind of a chill kid, like relaxed, like likes to dance and laugh. So he's not much of a hustler.
Yeah.
But on that field, like he will hustle. So that's... It's neat to see that because I don't know how good he's going to be, but as long as he hustles. And my husband's all about that. He's like, you know what? I was never the best at what I did. He's like, at the football team, grades, whatever, getting into the Air Force Academy, I never was that guy. Like, I had to work. Like, other guys, it came a little bit easier for them. He's like, I had to hustle.
Although your husband's on the wall at Bowie High School.
And he had to hustle
for deadlifting records.
He is.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. The Bobby Bones Show. Lunchbox went on the streets with a microphone, and you went to interview celebrities, right?
Well, I acted like I had interviews with celebrities that I was supposed to have recorded, but I deleted the recording, so I went up to random people. I was like, look, my boss is going to kill me. You got to help me save my job. I need you to sound like so-and-so celebrity, and I'm going to just ask you a couple questions, and people did it.
So Lunchbox goes to this guy. He's like, hey, I lost my Tim McGraw interview. Will you just act like you're Tim McGraw?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's freaking hilarious. Listen to this.
We are here with the most in shape man in country music, Tim McGraw. Tim, how many hours a day are you working out to stay in such good shape?
Oh, about 8 hours a day, and then I take a break, and then I do another 7 or 8 hours again.
What would Faith say is your most annoying trait?
My most annoying trait is that I'm on a keto diet, and so I have to eat pretty strict. So that's about it, because I don't get to eat those hamburgers and all that, and I make her follow the diet as well.
What is your favorite song to perform?
Probably Humble and Kind, because that really describes myself.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you.
This guy's from another country, isn't he?
He was from South Dakota. He was trying to sound like Tim McGraw.
Did you clue him into your questions ahead of time?
No.
That's fine.
So no, I just told them.
Going out to people like, I lost my Garth Brooks interview. Will you act like Garth Brooks? I'm going to get in trouble.
We are here with the GOAT, Garth Brooks. What's it like to be married to Trisha Yearwood?
It's going really good. We had a rough patch in the beginning, but...
Is this a woman?
No, this guy.
It really is?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you guys think that was a woman?
Yes.
Okay. So
first thing I thought.
All right.
Everything's kind of...
We had a rough patch in the beginning? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
You know, settling down now.
And what has been the best thing about your most recent tour?
Basically, everybody remembers Thunder Rolls. We always end the show with it. Everyone's always waiting for it. We always end with that, and everybody loves it.
Thank you so much, Garth.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
He ends with Thunder Rolls every night.
Here's the woman that is being nice and pretending to be Reba. Okay, here you go.
We're here with Reba McEntire, the one and only Reba. It is such an honor.
Hi, y'all.
What is it like to be a legend in country music?
Well, I used to think I was just a legend in my own mind. But to know that I'm a legend to others is just so humbling.
Is there ever going to be new Reba music, or are we just going to have to be happy with what we have?
There'll be new music.
Bobby Bones.
And what's the best thing about being Reba McEntire?
be in Reba McEntire.
All right, all right. She tried. Somebody walked by and yelled at Bobby Bones. All right, here we go. Hey, one more.
We are here with the newlywed, Miranda Lambert. Miranda, congratulations on the wedding.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
And we read in the news that you dumped a salad on someone's head at a restaurant. Why did you do that?
I didn't like the way they were talking to my friend, so you know me. I ain't going to put up with anything.
Well, thank you, Miranda. And
you know me. You know me.
Hey, these team players right there. Yeah. Got your back, Lunchbox.
That's pretty good. That's funny, man. A good one. You want, I'm told there's one more. Here's Faith Hill, by the way.
We are here with the lovely and talented Faith Hill. Faith, what is the worst thing about being married to Tim McGraw?
His muscles. You have to look at those all night, and you're like, where's my muscles?
What is your least favorite song to perform?
Breathe.
Why?
Because you have to take a lot of breaths, and it's a song about breathing, and then you're just like, it's really hard.
All right, Faith, thank you so much. Stay beautiful.
Wow. There it is. Nice work. On the streets again, killing it there. Wow.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Got Danielle on the phone. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Pretty good. What's happening?
Not much. Driving to work this morning, listening to the show.
I appreciate
much
that.
Like every morning.
Well, thank you very much. Well, what can I do for you?
So I have a semicolon tattoo on my wrist already, and after I read Fight, Grind, Repeat, I just decided that I really want to add, like, FGR to that tattoo already. Wow. And so I was hoping to get that in your handwriting.
Interesting. Okay, so let me explain to our listeners what's happening here. My second book, is called Fail Until You Don't, Fight, Grind, Repeat. And what that fight, grind, repeat means is that every day you have to wake up and decide what your fight is. It's not a bad thing. It's just, you know, what is your goal? And the grind is when you really have to put in the work and the hard work, even when nobody's watching. And then when it doesn't work, or even if it does, you have to repeat that. And that was kind of the mantra that I wrote about and that I live by, called fight, grind, repeat. It's also on my chair. And now Danielle wants me to write FGR on what part of your body?
My wrist.
On your wrist. Now, how would I do that exactly?
So I think you can just write it on a piece of paper, and then I can take it to the tattoo artist, and they will just copy it.
Mm-hmm. I feel uncomfortable, because what if I commit a crime in 7 years?
I'll keep it safe.
How serious is the crime?
No, who knows what kind of mood I'm in?
Oh, wow.
I would be honored, but I feel like it's almost too much of an honor to put a tattoo on someone's body of my... You don't?
No, I think you should do it. I don't see you committing a crime. And if you do, she'll have a cool story of, like, back in the day, this guy, Bobby, before he was a criminal, I got his...
I'm sure people do that with OJ.
It's fine.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
He wrote, see, this is the juice. This is before the Bronco chase.
Yeah, way before.
Yeah, good.
Daniel, I am very honored. My handwriting isn't even that good either, is the thing.
That's the best part. It's unique.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll do it. I'll put you on hold, and I will write it on a piece of paper. We'll mail it to you.
What does she want? FGR?
I'm going to write FGL, like Fuller George Line.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Daniel, I'll be happy to write it for you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you and Eddie in St. Louis.
Okay. If you're coming to our show, why don't I just do it there?
Well, you can do that, too.
I'll just draw it on you.
You need to put it on a piece of paper.
I do?
For the tattoo artist, yeah. If you draw it on her, they're not going to tattoo over a Sharpie into the skin.
Oh. You must not know the right tattoo artist.
Oh, sorry. I just feel like that would be not good. I mean, maybe they do.
I was also hoping that you would be able to see it at the show, so I was going to get it before the show.
Okay, let's
but
do this.
Either way, it's fine.
I'll write it. I'll put you on hold. There's a part of me that just feels like I don't deserve to be riding on people's body. That being said, there's another dude who's got a full tattoo of my whole face on his arm.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Is it arm or calf?
An arm. Oh. And another girl has them on her shoulder. But it's crazy. He has a full, like, maybe forearm?
Forearm?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. The art, how detailed it is, that picked of me. It's better than, like... some of my pictures. I'd rather put that as my profile picture of that tattoo. Anyway, hey, thank you for that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our video producer, Eddie, has two sons of his own, and you foster two children. So you have four kids in the house.
Yes, all boys.
So how's that going?
It's good. You know, I think we're at the point now where we're still learning, obviously, but it's controlled chaos.
Four boys. Yeah, that's gonna be crazy for your wife.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And yes, for my wife, because I work and I leave for hours, and then I'll come back and she still has it under control. And I told her the other day, I'm like, I'm really proud of you. Like, you're awesome. The fact that she's able to do that is just great. And I, man, we're really soaking it all in. We're loving it. My kids are loving it. So everything's going well.
So are you spending any like valuable time?
Well, yeah. I found out that the one of the kids that we have, he just loves sports. I don't even know if he even knew that he loved sports. And so, yes, we bought him a glove. He's in soccer now. I mean, he's full on sports. He watches sports with me at night. So yeah, quality time with all the kids, and both the two, one of my kids and one of the foster kids I have, they're just besties. They're around the same age. And so they just hang out. As soon as my kid gets home from school, they just start hanging out until the moment they fall asleep.
Are you spending any one-on-one time?
Yes, because my kids go to school. Like I said, I bought the baseball glove for this other kid, our foster kid, and I throw catch with him. We catch the ball, we go in the backyard, and we play baseball. And the other day, we were just like throwing the ball back and forth, and he looks at me and goes, Eddie, can I tell you something? I'm like, yeah, what's up, bub? He goes, I love you.
Oh.
And I go, well, I love you too. And it was just a moment that I did not expect was coming at all. And I mean, I got,
wow, yeah.
Got me. Like I couldn't believe it. And I'm so, I guess, happy that my wife and I can provide that kind of home for them. Like that they know what love is and they can feel the love within our house and us. And this is a moment, man. It really was. Like I'm finally understanding what fostering and adoption and all of this is all about.
Yeah.
Like slowly just, like I said, when we first started doing this, I didn't really know if it was for us, was for me. Never thought I would do something like this. And then just every day something like this happens and something else. And I'm thinking, wow, like, all right, I get it. This is why we do what we do.
So I always felt like, and you didn't lead me to feel this way, that you would eventually be like, hey, I just want to adopt these kids if it doesn't work out with their parents.
Yeah, I'm still like, no, we're following the path that we chose. I think my wife said the other day, she said, you're like, I'm with you. I'm with you. We're still on the path. Yeah, for sure. But people do change sometimes. You know, I'm like, I know. Maybe we'll change when that time gets there. But right now, I'm trying to hold steady on our path.
That's a great story, though.
Yeah,
look at you.
That's super special.
Now, not to switch it up in a bad way, because I think the story ends up okay, but do you see the Jason Biggs? What movie he was in?
American Pie.
Yeah. Him and his wife, they have a five-year-old. They dropped the five-year-old, and it broke his skull, like fractured his skull.
Oh.
And so they had to post on Instagram. His wife posted, on Saturday evening, I dropped my son on his head, causing him to fracture his skull, landed in the ICU. He's home. He's recovering nicely. She goes, my heart goes out to all the parents who have or will ever find themselves in this kind of position. You are not alone. And her whole thing was, people are probably doing this all the time, and they're not telling anybody else about it because they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like dropping your kids. You ever drop your kid?
I have dropped my niece when she was a baby, big time. Bad. Twice.
Okay.
But she's like 15 now, and so far everything's fine. But there were some real concerns. Like I had to call my mom over to like check, like her, make sure her eyes were okay. But my kids, they're bigger, so I didn't really have to carry them. But when my niece is a baby and I was babysitting.
Lunchbox, drop your baby?
No.
I mean, I let him roll off the couch. That was the one time.
You let him, but that was an accident.
Well, yes. I mean, I wasn't paying attention when I should have been, and I walked away, and I didn't realize he could roll, and he rolled, and that was his first bruise on his head was when he fell off the couch, and it was all on me.
But then your wife hurt him, too.
Yeah, she nailed the wall. She tried
and you liked that.
Yeah, because then we were even one bruise to one bruise.
There you go.
She took the corner too tight. Boom! I said, yeah, we're even.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this girl thought she was just taking a birthday vacation with her boyfriend, but while they were there, he proposed, and she said yes. So now they're, you know, getting married, they're fiancés. So then he gets a phone call that he's also a match for her kidney transplant.
Oh, wow. What if he had said no? He's like, you know.
Oh, if she had said no when he proposed?
No, the kidney.
Oh.
It's like, they said yes, and then they was like, you know, I'm, yeah.
Well, everyone in her family had been tested, and then so he's like, well, I guess I'll get tested too. And it just so happens that after he proposed and she said yes, they get a phone call he's also a match, and the surgery has happened. She's thriving with her new kidney and planning their upcoming wedding for August.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. So, like,
I mean, good on them for getting engaged. Good on them for him for being tested. And then he actually went through with it. Gave her a kidney.
Yeah. Like, she owes him for, like, life.
Well, I mean, they're already in it together, right? I mean, you can't get divorced then, right? Or do you take it back?
Ooh. I don't know.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Kashmir, Washington. 27-year-old Cameron had a rough, rough day. He's walking around the apartment with a gun in his waistband, and he bends over to pick something up and shoots himself in the region.
Oh, the region. Oh, I have one of those.
Mm-hmm, I do too.
Yeah.
And he drives himself to the hospital, and during surgery, something falls out of his backside that he had been hiding.
Oh, like it drugs, even keystrings.
Yes.
Drugs. Oh.
So it shoots himself in the front region.
What a bad day.
And then in the back region.
Oh, so that's why it's rough.
No, no, no.
I thought there was a dog involved.
Oh, no. It's about to get rougher.
Go ahead.
So after surgery, he gets arrested, goes to jail, and he calls his girlfriend from jail where they record all phone calls. And he goes, hey, I'm a felon. You got to get rid of the gun. So they have it all on tape. So charge after charge.
Oh, where's the dog?
Wow. Yeah, I know.
The rough.
Rough.
Oh, there was a dog in the apartment.
Oh, yeah. Good. I knew there was something.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
King Calloway.
We got a big premiere today. King Calloway's here. You may know him from this song.
Meet me out where the stars turn blue.
You know I love this one, right, boys?
Yes.
I also love the version of Love the One You're With. You know, like that's a real famous song that you get. It's tough to take on a classic song and make it good. You guys made it great.
Well, there's a road.
I want to bring up Jordan from King Calloway for a second. Because, Jordan, you did your whole thing at Tootsie's where you were playing the honky-tonks, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So how much do you make as you're playing the honky-tonks in Nashville, trying to pay rent, how much money are you making a night?
You know, it actually varies. Some evenings were obviously better than others, and it's definitely seasonal. So between kind of March and October, you do fairly well. You can
where
make
it's warm and like tourists are coming in.
I mean, it is really warm. I'm not going to lie. Playing on Tootsie's rooftop in 92 degree weather, playing drums with no fan can sometimes be very challenging. But yeah, they pay about $300 a night.
Really?
Yeah, and if you do that four times a week, it's not too bad.
Do you split the tips?
You do. So you get a base pay, like a base fee from the bar, and then everything on top of that is tip-based, and you split it either how many ways there is in the band. But it is really good there, and there's really good energy on Broadway, really good people. It's just a good laugh. I'm telling you, it was a good period of life.
And if you're wondering about his accent, he's from Iowa, and so when
exactly. And then I moved to Nashville, Tennessee.
Moved to Nashville, but no, really, before you moved to Nashville, you were living in Scotland.
I was living in Edinburgh, Scotland, where I grew up, where I was born.
Look at you guys. We're actually here for a big premiere today.
Yes.
So let's talk about this because Seven Bridges Road. I know it from the Eagles, which I think a lot of people, if they know the Eagles, know this is a big song. And you guys have been compared to the Eagles because all of you, regardless all your instrumentation and how good you are and proficient you are, you all sing. And that was the thing with the Eagles. Like, different people take different leads. They all sing. They nail these harmonies. So Seven Bridges Road, why Seven Bridges Road? Simon, talk to me about this. Why Seven Bridges Road?
I think, like, for any vocal group, you kind of want to take on the biggest challenge. And I feel like Seven Bridges Road, we've talked about the Eagles since day one being an influence. So Seven Bridges Road just felt like an obvious one that we wanted to one day be able to perform. And we kind of took it into the band room. And it was while we were just out on the road and stuff, we would just get a guitar and every now and then just give it a go, see where it was, like, just see if it was falling into place. And we actually then went back and, like, listened to how the Eagles are kind of playing it now with Vince Gill and stole a bit from their current, like, arrangement of it. Mm-hmm. And breathed a lot of life into the way we want to do it, and that's kind of where it took off from there.
And then Ricky Skaggs, you got it, one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, to
do the song. So I mean, no pressure, but Country Music Hall of Famer Ricky Skaggs is at the Opry. You're doing this at the Opry with Ricky Skaggs. Mm-hmm. It's all being recorded, and when you finished, how'd you guys feel? Like you did? Everybody feel pretty good, or
it was amazing. Yeah,
that was such a cool feeling, like, getting to play with someone, even like rehearsing it backstage at the Opry, like one of the dressing rooms. Mm-hmm. Like the first time we played the Opry, like we got to go into his dressing room, watch him and his band like rehearse before they got on stage, and second time around we're doing that with him essentially, which was like such an amazing feeling. It was incredible.
I'm gonna play it now. This is King Calloway doing an Eagles song, Seven Bridges Road, at the Grand Ole Opry with Ricky Skaggs. This is the world premiere day. You can stream it, download it as of today. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now. And thank you for listening to the show. And sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
King Calloway.
Hey, boys, you nailed another one. Look at you guys. Before you guys run away on me, Austin, let me talk to you first. Come up to the microphone, Austin. You're from Minnesota, right?
Correct.
Whenever you go to play that show for Garth, like that's, and Garth lets you open, and there's 75,000 people, like, is that a home show? Do you have, like, people there?
Yeah. I had people that had bought tickets, and then we announced that we were playing that. From my hometown, I'm from, like, 3 hours southwest of Minneapolis in a small town called Marshall, and there are people from Marshall that already had tickets to that show. And then I put up on Facebook that I was opening for it, and they were like...
And they sold their tickets because they didn't.
Exactly. Man, they got, yeah, they sold them to other people in the town. They got so much money. But it was truly a home crowd show for me. And, you know, my parents came out, my extended family, aunt and uncle and stuff came out, and it was probably the most special show I've ever played my entire life.
So, that's so cool. Hey, yeah. Chris, what was Jimmy Kimmel like when you guys do that show? Is that pretty cool?
It was cool. Everybody there was so kind because we were also very nervous. It was our television debut. So, and we are all huge, massive fans of the show. So it was very cool. We were going through the hallway with all the stars that we like, with Jimmy, all the photos up on the wall. And everybody there was so kind. I got to hang out with Guillermo, too, which is cool. But, yeah, it was very fun, easy. They made it so easy for us to feel comfortable and play, you know. The whole thing was just a lot of fun.
I have some audio here because I like you guys on Instagram. You, like, you perform some on Instagram, like just recordings. Here's you guys doing Girl from Marin and Speechless. Girl, don't you stop your crying. I know that you're trying. Like sitting around a coffee table with like a Slurpee in the middle or something. Hey, hey, girl, don't you hang your head low. Don't you lose your head low. Everyone's gonna be okay. And I'm speechless. Come on, transition there. Listen, guys.
Nice.
You know I'm a fan. I love the song out, World for Two. Well, It's just a jam.
And you've been one of our biggest supporters for that song, so thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Your biggest, not one. Your biggest. I put it on the countdown. I play it here. I go home. I play it all the time at home. One of our biggest.
They almost sound like a laugh track.
Yeah, we do.
Bobby says something funny, and if one of you, I need them in here all the time. It would be like if we were a show right now and we just had them in the corner laughing at us.
Actually, what our listeners don't know, there's actually nobody here. Yeah. I've just got a laugh track that I played to it. I'm like, hey, it's King Calloway. There we go. Well, so wait, I got some shows here you guys are doing. So let's see. Where's my tour list here? Okay, you have coming up Tacoma, Washington, Norco, California, and then some town called Gibraltar.
Yeah.
Is that in Wisconsin? Gibraltar, Wisconsin?
Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
Gibraltar, Idaho.
So what, right next to Never Never Land.
You guys are going to Gibraltar. So do you know where Gibraltar is?
Do not.
Amy, tell them where Gibraltar is.
You guys, I mean, I've been telling you for the last
I can get it. Is it not the most southern tip of Spain?
Yeah, it is.
But it's a British
southernmost tip of Spain.
Southern, but it's a British overseas territory. That's at the
southernmost.
Tip of there we go.
There we go.
You're in Australia. You're in Gibraltar.
So it's not in Iowa.
It's not. No. I was making a joke.
Or Idaho,
wherever it was. Okay. Yeah. Oh man, I've always wanted to go to Spain. Can we go?
You know what? No.
I was supposed to go. My junior year of college, I was supposed to study abroad and study Spanish in Spain. Mm-hmm. The whole thing was planned. It was going to be so amazing. And then 9/11 happened. And this trip, like the university, I went to Texas A&M. They obviously canceled the trip. And then I didn't have the time my senior year to go. Mm-hmm. So it was like, now y'all are going to live out
with us.
You should go ahead.
Just come over to us. It'll be a laugh.
Southern Spain.
Mm-hmm. With there being six of you guys, do they tell you guys like, hey, you can't have girlfriends?
Oh.
No.
Let's play a game real quick.
Like publicly,
you guess which of us have girlfriends or which of us don't have girlfriends.
At the end,
we won't tell you if you're right or wrong.
Okay. That's a terrible game. Okay, because you know, with good-looking dude groups, they want the girls to always feel like they're available.
Yeah, yeah, like I definitely thought that Justin Timberlake was probably
single, but he was probably
but he was with
slaying.
Britney Spears, and it was weird. yeah, they eventually were allowed to date.
Eventually, yeah. But they don't tell you guys. Don't say you have a good. Like, if you have a girlfriend, do you get to have one or no? Or do you
they don't tell us anything. We all just kind of like to keep it private.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Stream, download their new version of Seven Bridges Road that was at the Grand Ole Opry with Ricky Skaggs.
Down the Seven Bridges Road.
Who takes the really high harmony? Who takes the highest of harmony?
Chris. Chad hits it. A lot of times if we have like a high part, it's normally like Chad or I.
So what would that high harmony sound like just by itself?
Down the Seven Bridges Road.
Okay. Who does the lowest? Who does the low? What does just the low? Because by itself is always funny to me because it never sounds exactly right. It's a missing... You know, and yeah, now go ahead. What's the lowest?
Down the it's just an octave below that.
Oh, so it's not
Seven Bridges Road.
Yeah.
You know, Oak Ridge Boys. You guys don't have a boom bop a boom by real boom bop.
I tried. It was not working for Seven Bridges Road.
But Chad's range is ridiculous. Crazy. Yeah. Like he can get down there too. It's really crazy how he can get up there with me and then also go that low.
It definitely threw me off when you were singing that deep. Like it was just I didn't know that you had that. Hit us with a little bit of deep. Not anything big. Just
deep. Stars in the southern sky.
There you go.
Josh Turner, folks. All right, listen, we're gonna go. Good to see you guys.
You too, Bobby. Thank you so much for everything, Bobby.
Amy, why are you being sassy right now?
I just got the Josh Turner reference. And then all of a sudden I heard, maybe lock them doors and turn them. But fun fact, did you know Chris Stapleton wrote that song?
Right.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Who wrote that song?
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton.
His version of it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. New artist.
Yeah.
You'll meet him one day. Okay. Yeah. All right, there they are. King Calloway, everybody. Good to see you, boys.
Thank you.
A new study says that listening to sad music when you're sad can actually make you feel happier, at least happier than upbeat music does. The researchers think it's because uplifting music is just irritating when you're feeling sad. It's like being in a bad mood and somebody's in a good mood. You're right. Just like, love it.
Okay. That makes sense.
What's your favorite sad song?
I mean, I would have to go with Coldplay's Fix You. That one gives me the feels every single time.
Good.
And the story behind why Chris Martin wrote it for Gwyneth after she lost, I'm not sure it was her dad died, and he just wanted to fix her.
It's such a good song. It is sad, though.
I have like little goosebumps.
I know.
Like, it's a good one. If you need to feel, that one will do it.
My favorite three songs, period, are slow songs.
Slow and sad?
Yeah, I guess. Like, my favorite song ever is...
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Sad. It's a love song, but it's a sad love song.
It's not warm when she's away.
Like, he loves her so much that when she's gone, it ain't good.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
It's Bill Withers. Another one of my top favorites.
Blue.
Willie Nelson. This is like one of the greatest songs ever.
Yes.
So sad, too.
When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again.
I mean, this is basically because I fly a lot in my airplane playlist, because this is the music I love.
Because everybody hurts.
R.E.M., Everybody Hurts, Jam.
He put that bomb.
Oh my
goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Whiskey Lullaby. No, these are all like the songs I listen to the most.
Everybody Hurts, Pull the Trigger.
Drank away her memory.
Yeah.
We're gone.
Slow Dancing in the Burning Room, John Mayer.
You can see it. break on down.
Stop this train.
Stop this train. I wanna get off and go home.
I have these lyrics written in my bedroom.
I can't take this.
Those are like my favorite songs. Not even my favorite sad songs, just my favorite songs.
I know.
If tomorrow never comes, it's all just a thing, man. I know. You think I'm sad?
Won't someone stop this train?
No, but you do gravitate towards that. Like, I think it's part of you just needing to feel. Sometimes you don't take the time to feel. And whether you're feeling happy or sad, it's just good to feel. And I think sometimes this is what makes you feel. And oddly, makes you feel happy.
What are you laughing at, Eddie?
Well, I mean, it's just the list went sad to sadder.
Yeah, I love it. Those are my favorite songs.
Tears in Heaven on that list?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, man.
Bobby puts that on for a good time.
All right. Time to party, everybody.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Maverick is a little 4-year-old boy out in California hanging out with Grandpa, and Grandpa collapses on the floor, having a diabetic shock, and he's like, what do I do? Mom told me in an emergency I should go run to the neighbor and ask for help. Runs next door, knocks on the door, no one answers. Goes to the next house, knocks on the door, no one answers. Third house, someone answers, calls 911. Grandpa's okay because the 4-year-old knew what to do, and he went house to house looking for help.
4 years old, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Not even in real school yet. Because five is kindergarten,
yeah,
right?
Not even.
To be pre-K.
4 years old, he knows that. Yeah, look at that kid. Good for that kid.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Amy and get the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Did you hear about the population of Ireland?
No, I did not hear about the population of Ireland.
It's Dublin.
Dublin, there it is. That's good.
Yeah.
Dublin, it's Dublin. Yeah, that's
it. That was the morning corny.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us live, you're up early. And so, I don't know. I just imagine most people are like me and they wake up like this every day. Ugh. I know all aren't, but man, when I wake up early, which is every weekday, I'm just like, ugh. And so, what I have here is a story. These are the most common myths about sleep. Things that we think that are true that really aren't true.
Okay.
Number one, 5 hours of sleep a night is fine. It's not true. Like, you can't even talk yourself into that, they say. It's the most dangerous myth about sleep because study after study shows that regularly getting less than 5 hours increases your risk of heart disease and early death.
Oh, wow.
Like, sleep is so much, and I'm a hypocrite because a lot of times I don't sleep enough, but I know. I just don't do it.
Right, you want to sleep.
Absolutely.
You're not like
I'm asleep right now, actually.
Up.
Glad you guys asked.
You just have stuff going on.
Number two, it's great to be able to fall asleep anywhere, anytime. People that do that, man, I'm just so jealous of them. And I think Lunchbox is able to fall asleep anywhere. Everyone's jealous, people who can fall asleep on a plane before you take off. But with most people, it's a sign you're not well-rested in general, meaning your quality of sleep is not good. So if you're able to fall asleep quickly, that's not normal.
Oh. That's so odd because Lunchbox is like the most well-rested person
yeah.
we know.
I sleep all the time.
He sleeps at night.
I'm
he
so
takes
good.
Naps. He falls asleep anywhere.
Myth number three, your brain and body can adapt to less sleep. That's also not true. So if you're getting, you know, anything less than 5.5-6 hours, your mind and body are suffering. You also can't catch up on sleep. That's a myth. Like once you miss it, you just miss it. There's no catching up on it.
Okay.
Snoring is annoying but harmless, which is not true. That's a myth. Loud snoring is most times a sign of sleep apnea. You can also hear pauses in breathing. And finally, drinking alcohol helps you sleep better. Do you guys think that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not as rested, but you crash.
That's exactly it.
Oh.
It can help you fall asleep, but you do not get deep sleep when you've been drinking. So you'll most likely wake up feeling tired if you drink and it makes you fall asleep.
Shoot.
Why? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't always, but I like to have a glass of
stammering?
Wine before bed. Because it sounds really bad. It sounds like I'm like, dang it. I like
always.
To drink every night.
Yeah.
So it's not always, but I like to unwind with a glass of wine before bed, and I feel like it does help me sleep. But if it's affecting my REM cycle, then it's probably not worth it.
Bobby Boone, come on.
Your husband, Amy, gave you an ultimatum?
Pretty much.
What happened?
Well, if I get my hair cut any shorter, because every time I go in for a haircut, I just keep going a little bit shorter and a little bit shorter and a little bit more. And so he says if I get a little bit more, he's going to shave his beard off. and I love the beard. And he knows that I love the beard, and I don't want the beard to go away. I love the beard. But he's like, okay, well, I love longer hair. So now I feel like we're at a predicament because I'm loving the short hair on myself. It's just easier to manage, and I don't see myself growing it out, but I guess I'm pretty much now I'm going to stay at the length that I am for the time being.
Is he measuring it every day? She comes home and he pulls. All right, honey.
And then he'll keep the beard. But if I, come back from another hair appointment and it's shorter, he's shaving. That's it. That's all there is to it. He straight up turned this into a little game, and I don't like it.
Does he like his beard?
He likes it fine, but he's like, I keep it for you because you've liked it for so long. And actually, when he first grew it out, when he got out of the Air Force, I was like so not used to it because he'd never had a beard. And I was like, ugh, what is happening? And then it grew on me, and now I like love it. And I do not want the beard to go away. And I like beards. And
can I make a suggestion?
What?
I think you should cut your hair shorter.
No, I don't want him to shave the beard. And he will.
Because I like him without the beard.
You do?
I do, yeah. I think he's a better looking guy without the beard.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm just not a facial hair guy, even for myself. Like, sometimes I'll grow out some scruff. He'll be like, ooh. But I have, like, little gray patches. I've had them my whole life.
Yeah, so does he. It's fine.
Yeah, but I'm still trying to get a woman. I'm not trying to be papaw.
Yeah, but I like it. Women like it.
They don't like the gray.
Yeah, they do.
It looks old.
Okay.
That's how I put Morgan, number two, if there was a guy, you're 25, there was a guy come up to you and was like, hey, baby. And he had, like, a little gray patch in his beard. Wouldn't you be like, hey, papaw, leave me alone?
Yeah.
See?
I mean, yeah, but are you trying to get with a 25-year-old?
Yes.
Who cares?
I mean, if you're getting with someone that can,
like 25,
that you have mature hair.
I don't like it on me. And you know what? I wish your husband shaved his face. I think he's a great-looking guy without the beard. So my suggestion is cut your hair. Shave your head. Shave your head. Shave your head. Shave your head. You know how awesome? It'd be so manageable.
That would definitely be so manageable. I'd just wake up and go.
You'd look good.
I think you'd look great.
You would
never have the face for that.
No, yeah. I do not have. Yeah. No, I don't have a head
Sinead
for that.
Sinead O'Amy. Yes. Ooh. Okay, so if you cut your hair shorter, he's going to shave his beard, and you don't want that.
No. Okay. So now, I mean, this is it. This is as short as I go,
this
people.
This is it. Okay. You want to bet some money on this or no?
Money, yeah.
Is this that game?
Yeah, this is that game.
Okay, here's Lunchbox talking to drunk people.
What did you have to drink tonight?
I drank I had a few drinks here, but no doubt it was honestly fine. I had a few drinks.
What do you do for a living?
To be fair, I work for consultant management. Yeah, I've worked for them for 4 years. I worked for a bank, and they pay me.
What president gave the Gettysburg Address?
Okay, so it's pretty drunk.
Mm-hmm.
The Gettysburg Address. Do you think he'll get it? Your call. The answer is obviously
Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Right. Do you think he'll get it for $10?
Man, it doesn't sound to me like he'd get it.
Okay.
Nope.
You say no. If he says Abraham Lincoln, I am up $10. Come on, buddy.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh,
boom.
What?
I'm up $10.
He nice. Tricked me.
Let's do it again.
Tell me about yourself. What do people like about you?
I like that I am smart and fun and different, and that's about all I got. What's your extra question?
How smart of a girl are you?
I have a degree. I have a great job.
She says she has a decree.
Decree.
Decree, okay. Okay.
And I have great prospects. I have my own house.
What is the tallest mountain in the world?
The tallest mountain in the world. Now, I would guess, and again, I consider myself a trivia buff, and I wouldn't be so sure that it's Mount Everest, but that's what I would say.
That's the first one that came to my mind.
Yeah, but I wouldn't bet all the money on it. Is that the answer?
That's the correct answer.
Okay.
So I got it right, but I'm going to tell, just being honest, I don't know that I would have bet the whole farm on it. So, Amy, do you think she gets it right?
No, it's your turn to pick.
I'll let you, if you want to pick, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
She doesn't get it.
You say no. Double or nothing. You say she says she misses it.
Yes.
Okay.
Mount Everest.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
You're down $20. Let's
I'm
do another
really
one.
Really good today. Okay.
How you doing, man?
Lunchbox is talking to people wasted on the streets.
How you doing, man?
Hey, Bobby, I'm great. How you doing? Is this live?
No, it's not live.
First of all, he thinks you're Bobby, and he wonders if he's alive. Okay.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm Coleman Gilbert. I'm from Farmville, North Carolina. What do I need to tell you?
So tell me, why do you like to drink alcohol?
Because it gets you right on time, brother.
And what kind of alcohol you like to drink?
I'm a dark guy. I'm a bourbon guy.
Count to 10 as fast as you can.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What is the capital of Hawaii?
The capital of Hawaii is for sure Honolulu. Now, I'm gonna let you again. I'm not gonna pull it away. You can have the choice if you want to take.
He doesn't get it.
You say no.
I'm gonna find that person that doesn't get it.
We're betting $20 here.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Double
get it.
Double or nothing. Amy says he doesn't get it. Come on, buddy. Say Honolulu. Say Honolulu.
Maui.
Oh, come
what
on.
Maui.
We're back even.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
If you wake up early and you hear the show, Raymundo works in the glass room, does a lot of our production, and he comes in and reads the news. He's on that song Vacation that was a hit for about 2 days. Congratulations on that,
yes,
by the way.
Thank you, guys.
It's still a hit.
It's still. But, you know, for a long time he's been with the same girl. You guys have been together how long?
5 years now.
Wow. And how old are you?
I'm 33.
And is she the one in your eyes?
Absolutely. That's why I've been dating her for this long. I wouldn't just be chilling with somebody for no reason whatsoever.
Has she been pressuring you at all to get engaged?
She really hasn't. She's been laying back. I told her, just give me my space and you know I'll make the right decision. She trusts me. Not in a mean way, but I just told her that pestering doesn't do anything to anybody. It was a little bit. And so I told her, hey, naturally this is going to happen.
Did you tell her that though? How long ago?
Months ago.
Okay, just months.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of family pressure, news pressure, media, celebrities.
What? Who? What celebrities?
I mean, all these country stars are getting engaged, this, that, and turn on Instagram. Oh, they're engaged now? Everybody's engaged.
So you're saying because of all the people around us, you're feeling the pressure a little more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you said, give him my space.
Not in a mean way, but just a...
But in a nice way. Give him my space.
Please.
Higher pitch. So what's the latest on that?
Well, I decided to finally start a ring fund. Before, it was just casual. So the money would just be in my pocket, or it's at my house in a drawer. And next thing you know, I go to Fort Lauderdale. I spend it. I go to the bar. Me and Eddie are buying $18 beers for the NFL draft. And so I thought, why don't I get with my bank and have them auto-draft money from my account every paycheck? And so that's what I'm doing.
Wow.
So $25 every paycheck, that's 50 a month.
Did you get married by the time you're 50? This is sweet.
Well, then that's going to build for an amazing down payment.
Huh.
And I thought, this is going to whip me into shape.
So $50 a month is going. And are you going to want to buy the whole ring or just a down payment? Because if you're going to buy the whole ring, then you're going to get married.
Yeah, that's be wild.
Honestly, I was hoping for some deals through the radio deal. We have ring endorsements that are going on the show all throughout the show. So maybe I can get them down a little bit. But yeah, this is a start. I'm not doing 100 a paycheck. And next thing you know, I'm, you know, pinching pennies to get by.
How much are you looking to spend on a ring?
I mean, $1,000 is an amazing amount of money, and I think that will get top of the line, all diamond encrusted. Honestly,
diamond encrusted.
No, you're maybe getting one diamond.
It's
maybe.
Like a whole ring encrusted in diamonds. Like,
I just tried to get a ring that was in the same shelf as the ring with a diamond.
Wow.
In it.
Okay.
So you're saying you want a ring that bumped into a ring with a diamond at one point?
Yeah, it encountered.
Like it rubbed up against a diamond at some point.
Like it used to have a band that used to have a diamond on it.
Maybe it was in the same case as a diamond.
Yeah.
I just know how money builds. 25, next thing you know, you've got 50. Tons in the account.
The next thing you know, you have 75. The next thing you know, you have 100. And that's 2 months. When do you want to get engaged by?
So I'd say Christmas is a pretty darn good deadline. Well,
let's do the math on this.
Okay, please, Bobby. You're good at math.
$50 a month is what he's at. That'd be $400.
Yeah.
But
that's to get the ball rolling. Yeah, I figured. I didn't know if you got it set up in time for this next paycheck. So I put $350 in my calculator is what I got, because I said, wow, you're going to be well on your way.
Hey, and then Bones maybe funds that account just to get it started, babe.
Oh, wait, good idea.
Why would you want money from him for an engagement ring?
I would put
ring.
Money in your ring account.
I don't know. Just to pad that thing, just to get it going.
Would your girl be upset if I put money in to buy her a ring?
She'd think it was awesome.
Oh, well, then
you're like
I guess
a wedding
we could
sponsor.
All pitch in. Yeah.
If I put in for the ring.
Yeah!
Hold on. If I put in a ring, will you put a big Bobby Bones Show logo at your wedding? Like in the...
Yeah, sponsor.
You
She's going old school with this. She's already playing the wedding in her head, and it's churches and stuff like that. The logo would be tough, but I could pull it off.
Bones, if he takes your money, you can decide lots of things. When he proposes, how he proposes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
How much, Raymundo, for me to choose how you propose?
Oh!
Yeah! Money talks, baby!
Money talk.
Write the lines that he has to say?
Ray, go big.
No, Amy, be quiet.
What?
No.
It's just a location.
No, I tell you how to propose. Like, where to go.
That's how it goes.
What to do. Mm-hmm. How much do you need?
$1,000?
Yeah!
If I were to put $1,000, I get to pick wherever and whenever and however.
That's
I get to
it.
Dictate the
whenever?
Whole
thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
What in the world?
Whenever.
Yeah. I'm just he is in control.
That it's rushing me.
You want the money, Ray?
The who, what, when, where, why? I thought we were just doing maybe location and the
I'm not giving you $1,000.
Bobby!
What?
What about $2,000?
What? That was about to be so good.
That was going
to
be okay. Awesome.
If I do $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What
Bones, you got to do the whenever
just,
and however.
I say you.
And whoever.
You.
Oh, no, no, no. I got it. Bobby, No.
Hey, guys, I don't like this game. I'm not doing it.
How about you get to officiate the wedding?
I would do that. He probably wants me to do that anyway.
Yeah, she probably wants.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you any money for your ring account.
All good. It was just an idea. Totally cool with that.
What I would suggest is save your money.
Yeah. Which I'm doing.
I would probably do maybe 50.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
Yeah.
You do fine.
Yeah.
So instead of 25.
But are you still gambling?
What's he doing? 50? You say 20 for 25.
He's doing 25 per paycheck.
50 a month.
Do 50 a check.
Okay.
Get to the end of the year and put that on a down payment and go.
That's a crap load of money. That's a good advice. Thank you.
Maybe I can call one of our people.
Yeah!
And see what kind of deal they would give you. I did have one of our sponsors come up to me, one of our ring sponsors, and go, "Will you freaking please get engaged so we can get you a ring?"
Oh.
And I was like, "I don't even have a girlfriend. What do you want from me?"
Trying to rush you.
Yeah. They're like, "We would really love for you, because you talk about it, but we would love for you to have one of our rings."
Oh, that's awesome.
Let me see. How much are you willing to spend total?
I could stretch to 2G. You don't want to go crazy any more than that. But with a deal, let's be real. I mean, that's going to be cool.
What does she want? Do you know
simple.
What she wants? Simple. Okay.
Yeah, but, nothing crazy. We're just talking. It's engagement, a diamond, a ring, and make it thoughtful.
Have you talked to her about this?
Yeah. Girls like that, what do they like?
Don't pressure me.
It's like Halo Top or something like that.
What?
Princess Cut.
You're talking about like an ice cream cake.
Yeah.
But it's like, she wants sprinkles. No, that's a cupcake.
Sprinkled in diamonds.
All right. Yeah.
All right. I see a Halo Top engagement ring.
How much is that?
French like set Halo setting. Diamond. $19,931.
Well, I mean, that's
a lot of paychecks.
Do you know how many $50 that take?
I gotcha.
A lot of $50.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you should put money back and then do a down payment on the ring.
Will do.
Okay, let me make some calls and see what I can do for you too.
You also have when you're buying the ring, don't forget to say, is that the best price you can give me?
Oh,
make sure it's the best price they can give them. I'll go to one of my people.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
We'll see how we'll get an update in a week or so. All right. $25.
That's crazy.
This guy.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A Chick-fil-A employee changes a customer's flat tire at the drive-thru. And would we expect anything less?
No. Sounds very Chick-fil-A-ish.
A customer in Chattanooga suffered a flat tire while using the restaurant's drive-thru. When employees at the restaurant noticed, they jumped into action. Brian Hall from Houston posted a Facebook photo of the employees working on his tire. He wrote, "Bunch of saints over the Chick-fil-A in East Ridge. My tire somehow went flat in the drive-thru, so they rushed out to replace it for me with their hydraulic jack."
Amazing.
They also made sure that he left with his food hot and fresh, despite having to deal with car trouble.
Gee, that's so cool.
They probably changed the flat, and then they're like, "My pleasure."
According to him, they brought my food out to me, then after it was done, replaced my food with new fresh food so it wouldn't be so cold, and then put two cookies in there for free.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just good. That's all. It's just good. I like it. That's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Miles in Raleigh. What's happening?
Bobby, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, man. You got a question?
Yeah, so I'm ready to propose to my girlfriend, but I have a small issue because her sister is getting engaged this weekend. So I'm just curious your thought and the team's thought on how long I should wait after she gets engaged this weekend until I can ask the question so I'm not stepping on anyone's toes.
How close are the sisters?
Very close. Best friends.
How long you been dating her?
Going on 2 years.
Okay, so all that checks out. I would say you give it a week,
But you really can do it as long as it's not in the next couple days, because I think they'd want to celebrate together. If they're best friends, how cool is that they get to celebrate together? Are you proposing based on that her dude is with her sister?
No, I kind of wanted to do it before, but he had already bought his ring. So I was kind of giving him his space and letting him plan it out. But he's kind of been dragging his feet and taking forever. But he's officially going to do it this weekend, and I'm just, you know, ready over here, eager to do it. But I kind of want to make sure I give him his space since he had planned to do it first.
Okay, well, if he's going to do it this weekend, give him a week. However, if he doesn't, he drags his feet, you're free, fire away. Like, fire when ready.
Or would it be fun
that's
if y'all...
That's what I like to hear.
Okay. I mean...
Now, what were you going to say, Amy?
Well, I'm just wondering, and I could be wrong, but would it be fun if y'all did it the same day?
Ooh.
Mm.
I don't know about
I'm
that.
I'm not into that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, my
it's
bad.
It's a great idea. It crossed my mind, but
no, it's
yeah,
not great.
I don't know.
Nobody thought it was great.
Well, they don't get their own, like, calls to the parents and their friends to celebrate it. They don't get their own day for their Instagram picture. They don't get their own space.
Oh, okay.
Like, if it were two brothers like, proposing to two sisters, do it at the same time.
Yeah.
But, I feel like you can give it a week. But listen, if this knucklehead doesn't do it this time, go. Just pull the trigger. Beat him.
All right. Well, if he doesn't do it Saturday, I'm going to do it Sunday. How does that sound?
Love it. As long as you have that conversation with him. Be like, hey, Chris or Matt or Dennis, whatever his name is. Be like, hey. You have Saturday. I'm going to give you a week. But if you don't do it Saturday, I'm going to do it Sunday. That'll make sure he does it.
Perfect. Sounds like a game plan.
Did you ask the parents for blessing? Did you have to do that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm from the South, so that's just a courtesy we continue to do here. And I got the blessing, and I'm excited, but just trying to be respectful to the other guy as well. So.
Well, you told him. You said, I'll give you this time. If he doesn't do it, fire when ready, my friend.
That's what I like to hear.
All right, bud. Miles, good luck. Let us know how it goes.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. There he is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right. I'll play you the theme song from a famous movie. Just name the movie.
Oh, easy.
Okay. I'm going to let everybody in this game.
Woo!
Yeah.
So, Amy, my co-host, Morgan number two, our head of digital, Lunchbox over to the right, and Eddie, our video editor, all of it. We're all going to play. If you miss it, you're out.
Oh, wow.
Okay. These are famous movie themes. Name the movie. Here we go. Amy, you're up first. You hear that? How you feel?
Feel pretty good.
Amy, what is your answer?
James Bond.
James Bond. Show me James Bond. Nice.
Wow.
Well, I'd have been out.
Amy, that
really?
Was awesome.
Would have been
wow.
out.
Me too.
I thought that was Inspector Gadget.
James Bond?
Oh. It's not a movie.
Okay. Morgan number two, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Name the movie by the theme song. Does it sound familiar to you?
Kind of, yes. And Lunchbox might have just said it, but...
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with Pink Panther.
She says Pink Panther. Do you know that song, Lunch?
I've heard it before.
You know what it is.
I wouldn't have got it.
Show me Pink Panther. Yes.
Yeah! Woohoo!
Still in. Lunchbox.
I'm in trouble if these are where we're going. Okay.
Over to you, buddy.
Yep.
You ready for this one?
Yep.
Name the movie. A lot of people with shocked eyeballs right now. They can't figure it out. Does that sound familiar? It's a movie theme song. A song for a movie.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? What is that?
Oh, boy. We'll go with The Neverending Story.
The Neverending Story.
Whoa.
Was it Hand and Face?
No.
Hand and Face emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie's saying it's the Hand and Face emoji.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, I was like, oh, Eddie, it's not that movie either.
No, I'm sorry. That would be Star Wars.
Never seen
oh,
it.
Oh, wow. I had a totally different one in my head.
Yeah, you guys are crazy.
Eddie.
Come on.
Are you ready? Our video editor, Eddie. You're still in the game. Here we go. Can you name the movie by this song?
Sounds familiar.
What movie is this? Eddie, what's your guess?
I'm picturing...
I'm the king of the world. In the front of the boat. Give me Titanic.
Give him Titanic. Oh, Lunchbox the Hand of Face. Do you know what this is, Lunchbox?
Yeah.
What is it?
Rudy.
No, no.
Is that Rudy?
It's Jurassic Park.
No.
And I'm sorry. Lost. All right.
You thought it was Rudy. Stop.
That's when he gets on the field.
The two ladies are in. All right, ready. Amy, you're still in the game.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Is it Rudy, Amy, first of all? Do you think that's Rudy?
When he gets on the field.
No, I don't
think
it's Rudy.
Okay, she doesn't think it's Rudy. Okay. Amy, what do you think that is?
Indiana Jones? Ah!
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Morgan number two to stay in the game.
Come on, Morgan number two!
Are you ready?
Yes. That's Pocahontas.
There you go. She said Pocahontas.
Good job.
And congratulations, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, Morgan number two,
Titanic.
If you would have just listened longer, you would have heard Titanic.
Oh, I definitely heard Pocahontas.
Because you yelled it in 1 second.
Colors of the wind.
Like, listen, again. If you would have sat on it. Would you still thought Pocahontas?
Yep.
My game's hard.
It's really hard.
What else we got? Let's
super
play
easy
more.
For me.
You got them all in front of you.
That's
every night I see you. Rose, this old thing. I just can't quit you.
No, different movie.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
I was mixing up that in Secret Garden.
They can take our lives.
They can never
they
take,
can't
our
take our freedom.
The spaces between us. Did I do that? We're just inserting every
every movie.
Amy, you want to knock these out?
Sure.
You know that? You're dancing to it. You're dancing like they dance to it. Go ahead.
$1 million.
Nice.
What is it called?
Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What is it called?
It doesn't matter.
I already won.
What's this?
Oh, Jaws.
There you go.
Well, I don't like
Jaws.
That theme.
How about this one here?
Oh. Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us any of these, bro?
They're later down the list.
Ah.
When it's something strange. In your neighborhood. What's that? Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! Hey! One more.
Can I say a line from the movie?
Yeah.
If you build it, he will come.
No!
You guys are not it. Oh. That is not it.
It's not Field of Dreams.
Oh.
My bad.
Amy?
Wow, this one's the one that's going to stump me.
Here's the hint. Someone danced to the song in Dancing with the Stars last season. My season.
Good hint. Okay.
Go the distance.
Oh. Oh.
How about,
I am your father.
Or.
Wait. That's Star Wars.
I know.
I can't.
What else do you got?
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
I see dead people.
How about, there's no crying in baseball.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Morgan number two, what's this?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
You guys seen any good movies lately? We saw Free Solo. I did the documentary. Some other show. You seen any good movie lately you want to recommend?
No. Not movies.
Anybody seen any movies at all?
No, that's the only one I've seen is Free Solo.
My kids saw Dumbo. They said that was really good.
Amy saw Dumbo?
No, not yet.
Okay. Morgan, number two, any movies?
No, just TV shows.
All right, well, there you have it, folks. I watched Queer Eye. That a movie? That's not a movie. That's long, though. It's like an hour.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. Okay, we are going home, but thank you for listening. You can catch up on everything. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes. You can listen to the whole thing. You can listen to the Bobbycast, a show I do from my house. Just search that too. All that. Thanks for being here. We would not be able to pay our mortgages or eat our meals without you listening. Right, Amy?
That's right.
We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Bobby Bones.